My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It seems to us being everybody that it follows the Browns, not just the station, not just the people in the studio, that Jack Conklin will be the one playing on Sunday at left tackle for your Cleveland Browns. How good of a thing is that? How much do they need Jed Wills back? Well, let's talk about a guy who played multiple positions in the NFL. John Greco joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former Cleveland Brown guard, current analyst, but he was also played some center and some other things here. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy to be back with you.
It's good to hear you again with us. And John, first off, what challenges lie ahead for Jack Conklin and this Browns offensive line?
Well, I think for Jack personally, it's returning from injury and, you know, feeling that confidence in the first pass set, absorbing a bull rush, firing off the ball in a live setting in a regular season NFL game, moving and trusting that his knee is back and right, which I think it is, and it will be, and it is. But I think just getting that kind of familiar feeling and repetition and muscle memory that Jack will have on that first drive. So I think that's important for him, you know, potentially playing left tackle, which it all, you know, everything, all signs are indicating that's going to happen. And switching that mindset and, you know, just a little bit of different footwork, working with Joel Batonio, being over there on the left like he played at Michigan State. So there's some things that are going through his mind and obviously dealing with this talented Dallas pass rush. So there's a lot on Jack's mind, I could imagine, on this week one day off. For the team, you know, until Jed Wills' knee is right and he's coming back from that MCL tear surgery, you know, how can this group, this five, whoever they roll out on Sunday afternoon, perform? How's their chemistry going to look? How well can they run the normal offense? Is it going to change? Are they going to have to leave a little bit extra blockers in there on the left to try to help Jack out on the left side? You know, we'll see Sunday afternoon, but I think those are kind of the mental gymnastics and some of the game plan things and wrinkles that are going into this preparation today and the last several weeks, as they've probably realized that they're going to have to make a switch if Jed was not ready. So, yeah, a lot going on, a lot in their minds, and I'm excited to watch it Sunday.
What do you think is going to be easier for him to settle in at? Is it pass protection or run blocking?
I think run blocking. I think he's just – I think that's where his natural strength is. I think he's a really, really talented run blocker. And I'm really excited to see the counter plays, the plays where they move – and pull Wyatt Teller around the edge, and you have Jack and Joel working combination blocks up to the second level. I'm most excited about that, but I'm an offensive lineman. I don't know if people are looking into that and really excited about double teams between Jack and Joel. But those are things I'm looking forward to, because I know Jack Conklin has the the ability to move off the ball with explosion, with low hips, with power. And I'm really excited to see how they can move guys and displace the line of scrimmage. So I'm going to think that just having the confidence that, like, hey, I'm not pass setting against, you know, one of these terrific defensive ends, and I'm on an island. I'm moving, you know, with a running back behind me in, you know, combination with either the guard or a tight end. And I think that's what's going to help him get some of that confidence back that, hey, my knee's back. I'm right. I don't have to worry about this anymore. I can just play ball. So I would expect some quick throws early, some things, you know, some handoffs, some quick throws early to build that confidence really across the line of scrimmage. But for Jack Conklin in particular, let him get his feet moving, let him get his pads back underneath him, and get into a rhythm.
John Greco joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Who is the second most important Cleveland Brown on this team? Obviously on this team. Go ahead. Not ever. Go ahead.
Okay, we're assuming it's Deshaun Watson. That's obvious. Is the first? He's the most important. The second most important to me, I think the only right answer is Myles Garrett, being, you know, kind of the cornerstone of that defense. Let me put it to you this way: if I'm prepping for the Cleveland Browns and I hear that Myles Garrett got abducted by aliens and he's out for the game, I'm doing backflips. The O-line is doing cartwheels and backflips. The offensive coordinator, the offensive line coach, because you don't have to alter your scheme and your preparation for one guy. You know, you guys always hear me talk about Aaron Donald. Those Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald, future Hall of Famers that you have to face on defense, that's the issue that they present. And if a guy like that is out of the equation, the Browns defense is very talented. Don't get me wrong. Across the board, there's a lot of big name guys. But you could just kind of settle in and say, okay, yeah, we got to deal with JOK. We got to deal with a talented secondary. We got to move the guys on the front line. But without Miles, you could just kind of play ball and don't have to alter your whole game plan around one guy. So I think, and Miles has shown last year, when he gets going and he's in a rhythm and he has that swagger and he's, you know, fake dribbling the ball between his legs and he's amped up, that's intimidating. And that you know, causes issues for opposing offenses. So I think, yeah, absolutely, that's my answer. Maybe I'm jaded because I'm an offensive lineman and facing those future Hall of Famers on defense was always a total nightmare for me. And in those rooms during the week, you could see the coaches losing sleep and staying up late at night. And if you remove a guy like that from the equation, I think that is most certainly the second most important guy on this team, because as he succeeds on defense individually, so does that unit. The Browns offense is going to have more opportunities, more chances to score, and I think they win more games if he's playing very well.
John Greco joining us right now on the hotline, getting ready for the opener against the Cowboys this week. So we were talking earlier in the show about camp and how Stefanski in the past has been able to deal with whatever adversity comes their way. We referenced the COVID year. We referenced dealing with all the injuries. And yet the team still looks like a full functioning normal football team. So with that said, just didn't seem, John, like they got a lot of work done this camp and preseason. Does any of that make you nervous about the opener?
Yeah, you know, that I feel like that conversation has made everyone a little bit more nervous in this kind of modern era when you're trimming preseason games. But, you know, I think joint practices help a little bit of that, you know, just to try.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
To get kind of good on good competition where you're not just, you know, going against your scout team or your defense the whole time. But I'm with you. I just think that there's been so many teams that have, and you know, knock on wood, that the Browns were successful in not losing any key player to a season-ending injury. A lot of teams have had that happen where, you know, a guy will, you know, ding up his Achilles or tear a knee in preseason. And a lot of times it's just like, God, that's just so senseless and so unlucky. Now, I'm not saying that these teams should go to just a pure walkthrough and then, you know, just throw everybody out into the fire on week one. But I think the Browns have done a good enough job to kind of manage the workload for guys, to keep them fresh, but also get them ready for regular season games. And I think, you know, we've talked about it before on your show, the addition of a 17th regular season game. It's not like they've added four games where you're like, oh, if you start 0-2, it's no big deal. And I don't want to say I'm you know, easing into a slow start, but I just think that they've done a good enough job to where everything is ramping up toward the season, and they're getting their work this week, of course. You know, tomorrow and Thursday they'll be banging the pads and getting ready, and then they'll taper off towards the weekend. But, yeah, I think it's very slippery slope because if you – go out there and a guy can get hurt, you know, walk into his car. A guy can get work, you know, in an inside run drill with full pads on. You just have to be lucky and fortunate and try to be smart and take care of guys when you can and have that right balance.
John Greco joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what is your gut feeling about how Watson is going to perform this year?
I think he's going to perform well, guys. That's kind of my gut feeling. I know that there's a lot of people, and obviously we need him to perform well. I think when he's healthy and he's in there, he's going to do well. I do. And I think that Kevin Stefanski at this point is going to have a game plan that is tailored around a good mix of running the football, giving him, you know, zone option reads and run pass options, and getting him on the move to create and featuring, you know, our weapons on the perimeter. But I think he's going to do well. I you know, there's going to be hiccups, obviously. Every quarterback's going to have that. But I do think if he's healthy and we see him, you know, running the ball, hope to God he's sliding for first downs and not absorbing big hits. But I think he's going to do well, and as long as he doesn't get dinged up and keeps himself in the right spots, I think we're going to be happy. I think we're going to be celebrating at the end of the year in a good spot to where we're talking playoffs. Now, obviously, a lot needs to happen before then. We're only going into week one here in September. But, yeah, I have high expectations. You know, I don't think I have overly high expectations where I'm like, this guy's going to throw 50 touchdowns, but I think he should go out and execute and, you know, pick up first downs with his legs and create and get the offensive line in the right positions to pick up pressures, deliver the ball on time, where it's supposed to be, when it's supposed to be there, and just execute the offense. And that's what you hear Kevin Stefanski talk about all the time. We just got to execute. We just got to do our game plan. And I think Deshaun's fully capable of doing that, and I think the team will be okay.
And we know it's a feature game this week. You're going to have Tom Brady on the call. It is the Cowboys, and the tickets are absurdly expensive for this opener. What does John Greco think about when he sees the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I think about their defensive line, Anthony. They've always, every time I've played the Dallas Cowboys, whether it was in Jerry Land or Jerry World or the hell they call it, you know, Dak Prescott was, you know, was always there. Tony Romo when I played. And it's a big skeptical when you play there, when you play them, you know, when they're the road team. But for me, I can't remember a time that I've gone into a game playing against the Cowboys and thinking, oh, their defensive line is bad, or we should roll all over them. Now you can run the ball on these guys. for sure. You have the ability to move them and get them going and create running lanes, but their pass rush, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, I think guys like that, every year I've ever played them, they've always had talented pass rushers. They've always been an attacking-style defensive line where they're penetrating, they're trying to disrupt the backfield and get you off your rhythm. They're moving, they're angling a lot. That was another thing that they're always trying to do because they know they can't just, you know, line up one-on-one and try to beat you at the point of attack. They're always angling, which I think sometimes causes you to be tentative and be a half-tick slower. So if as long as the Browns run off the ball in their zones, they're going to take care of business. But that's, for me, since, you know, 2008 when I started, it was about playing the Dallas Cowboys, taking care of their pass rushers, and blocking them up.
Is there more pressure on this opener than there have been in years past?
You know what? Yeah, Ken, I feel like there is. I just feel like, you know, as with any week one, you want to start off the season on the right foot. And you know, look, if they win, we're going to be going crazy. Oh, my God, we're ready. We're back. This is it. Let's go. You know, if they lose, I don't want to say, you know, I hate to say this, but it's not going to be the end of the world. Now, if they look like crap, yeah, we're going to be, you know, you're going to be pulling our hair out next week on the call. But I think it is important. I think there is a lot of pressure because, you know, you have Kevin Stefanski, who's been a multiple Coach of the Year award winner. You have a lot of uncertainties with guys, key players coming back from injuries. You have Deshaun Watson, who I just put my kind of stamp of my approval on, and I have high hopes for him. You know, he's got to come back and look great. And I think the defense is under a lot of pressure because they played so well last year, and we're automatically assuming that they're going to return to a top 3 to 5 defense. You know, is there going to be a little bit of a you know, kind of a second year step back or letdown? Or are they going to look the same? Or are teams going to start figuring them out? So, yeah, I think there's a lot of question marks, a lot of storylines that I need to see this week, next week, the first quarter of the season to say, okay, this is the Browns that we know we're going to get. Can they run the ball? Can they protect Deshaun Watson? Can he stay healthy? Can some of these guys that are coming back from injuries and quite frankly been kind of in and out of the lineup, can they be you know, consistent and available? I think there is a lot of pressure because I think the expectations are high, not only one for the defense, but this team as a whole. And you have a home game with a lot of the line against an NFC opponent, a good one, coming in on prime time. Tom Brady's first game. I'm excited.
John, thank you very much for the time. We look forward to talking to you next Tuesday, bud. You take care.
Guys, can't wait. Talk to you soon.
John Greco on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline says it's a bigger opener than in years past.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.